Good morning. Welcome to Community Connection and another edition of Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land, and today in the studio, I have the pleasure of talking with, and I'd better behave, our Chief of Police, Keith Calclasier. Keith, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, I know you're a busy guy. I hope not too much is going on, but it seems like it always is. So it's good of you to come out here and chat with us. We want to learn more about you, hoping that maybe we'll hear something that will make somebody go, really? I had no idea. Do you think we'll find out anything about you today?
Good possibility.
And anyway, that's our goal on Meet Your Neighbor. We've talked with all sorts of people, and we have the chief of police today. So we'll start this conversation right after this.
The Rush Limbaugh Week in Review.
We had a special guest. Who is it?
So, Rush, I just wanted to congratulate you on 30 years. This is your favorite president, and I think you are fantastic. And I heard about it, and today is the big day, 30 years. I wanted to call personally and congratulate you. People have no idea how important your voice is. 30 years in that tough business is incredible. And you're stronger now than ever before.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
And welcome back to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land, and my guest today, our neighbor today, is Fairfield Chief of Police, Keith Calclasier. Keith, you're a Fairfield native, I'm going to assume, so grade school here?
Yes, sir. All through high school, went to here. Graduated high school in 1993, and then I went to Frontier College for 2 years.
All right, let's go back to grade school
grade
for a
school,
minute.
All right.
All right, 8 years of grade school, probably at, were you a Northside kid?
Northside.
Up until through third grade?
Lived up in Lakeview area and went to Northside, Center Street.
So at Center Street, favorite subjects when you were in grade school?
Had to be math.
Really?
Yep.
You're a math guy.
I'm a math guy.
So in our family, if we do math, we can't spell and vice versa, and I can spell.
That's my brother's side.
Okay.
He's the reader. I'm the mathematician.
Any extracurricular activities, maybe sports or things like that in grade school?
Played all the sports. My eighth grade year, we were on the we got fourth place in state on baseball. I was all conference and MVP in basketball my eighth grade year.
Who were the baseball and basketball coaches when you were in grade school?
Steve Baker.
Steve Baker, Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker, I do apologize for that, Mr. Baker.
And he was baseball and basketball?
Yes.
Okay. So you get out of grade school in about, what, 89?
89.
And you go to the big school, FCHS. What'd you like most about high school?
That's a long time ago.
Well, holy cow. Oh, you're a youngster. You're a youngster.
Just being around people, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, I've kind of evolved as everybody does. Really shy when I was younger, kept to myself, had two or three good friends, and just the daily grind, did everything I was supposed to do.
Did you do some extracurricular activities in high school?
I did all the sports, basketball, first freshman year, football, 4 years, baseball, 4 years, couple of the math club I was in that and Spanish club.
Who's coaching high school in those coaching football in high school?
Ron Graham,
and he was there for several years, wasn't he?
He left the year after so 3 to 4.
Okay.
I believe, because when I came in he was there, and then after we graduated he left the following year.
Good seasons? Were you a winning team?
My junior year was the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That we went to. Unfortunately, lost in the first round. That was kind of the highlight there.
Was that Freeburg?
I don't remember who it was.
I went to it.
It was very, very cold. Remember that?
Yep.
Of course, that was also the year, I guess, the highlight of that year. I mean, playoffs were great and everything. Never been to them for a long time. That was the year we beat Mount Carmel at Mount Carmel.
Yes.
So I remember that. I actually started on the defense as a linebacker that year.
Where was that game?
It was at the Snake Pit.
With the mosquitoes that would carry away small children?
Well, it was raining all day, so it wasn't bad. And the one thing I do remember about that, great game, then we stormed the hill after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ran up the hill. Probably won't do that again.
The concrete bleachers.
Yep.
I remember that well, going to several games over there. When you're in high school, are you thinking anything much about what you're going to do after high school? Now, I know your senior year, the guidance people are saying, now, young man, you need to start thinking about what you're going to do. Did you know?
I had no clue.
No clue.
I didn't even think about it. You know, Frontier, obviously, because it was local, especially since I didn't have a path. I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Now, your dad was in law enforcement then?
Yes. He passed away in 90, so between my freshman and sophomore year.
Okay, so he was a cop, policeman, good man. So that's really not going through your mind to pursue that at that time?
Not at that time.
Okay, so what was it? When you get to Frontier, what are you thinking? What am I going to do? You got to do the general studies. Then what are you going to do?
I made it through those 2 years, like I said. And then I decided to go into electronics.
Electronics.
And that was, I chose that path. I went to ITT in Evansville.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated top of my class after 2 years. And that landed me in Harvard, Illinois, up by Chicago.
Way up north.
Way up north. And I worked for Motorola on cell phones.
Did you know that you were going to get into the cell phone end of it when you were majoring in electronics? Were cell phones a real big deal then? Were they the bag phones?
I did work on bag phones. I worked on the handsets for them and the bag phone, the 3-watt phone. And it wasn't really... I interviewed at 2 different places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very limited career path here. I interviewed in Champaign for a place that manufactured plastic bottles. And that was more of controlling the line functions and stuff like that. And I also interviewed at Motorola, and that was actually hands-on the devices themselves. So the line workers would build the product, and the machines would test them. If they failed, I grabbed that phone or radio or whatever you want to call it, and I troubleshot it, fixed it, put it back online to go back through the same process.
So you're a single guy going up to Harvard, Illinois from Fairfield, Illinois. Bit of a shock?
Not too bad, because in Harvard, it's 5,000 people, and there's a dairy cow on the town square. So it was kind of like home.
You're working Monday through Friday, probably, in the factory?
We were working 12-hour shifts, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and every other Saturday.
So when you're up in Harvard, or how long were you there?
2 years.
2 years. Are you thinking, boy, I'm going to stay in Harvard forever?
I didn't know what was going to happen. When I first got there, you talk about working. That what I just mentioned a while ago was my normal schedule. But with the demand of the cell phones at that time, we were working 6 days on, 2 days off, 4 days, two off. So I never came home. You were either working, sleeping, or shopping, or doing laundry. That's all you were doing. At that time, I feel that Motorola kind of missed the digital curve
because
all the phone we work on the StarTAC phone. I don't know if anybody remembers that. It was kind of the higher analog version. And then I want to say Nokia is the one that beat Motorola to the digital curve.
Yes.
They ended up shutting down that factory.
Mm.
It was it was bought at Harvard. It was kind of strange. I mean, if you imagine Fairfield, somebody buying our golf course and putting a 3-story, million square foot, just landing it there. Of course, everybody commuted. I live 35 minutes away in Woodstock. It's where they filmed Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Bill Murray.
Yes.
So I traveled the square there and saw the sights. Then the following year, I moved on out to Crystal Lake, more towards the Chicago area. Still not Chicago, though. Still an hour train ride in.
Yep.
So 2 years up there, I went to Chicago twice, once each year, and that was good enough for me. But the rumor was that the factory was going to be closed. It got to the point where they were sending line workers home and technicians like myself. We were packing boxes with phones. I mean, just trying to find work for us. So I started looking around. My brother at this time was a deputy here in Wayne County.
That would be Steve.
That'd be Steve, my older brother. And he advised me that City of Fairfield is going to be testing. So I thought about it, you know, been around it my whole life. Decided to drop a few pounds and see if I'd come back and do that. And at the same time, I also interviewed down in T-Town for another electrician job. It kind of turned out that I was offered the job in T-Town. The following week, I was offered a job as a cop.
Oh,
I chose to come on home and be with mom and rest is history, I guess.
And I'm sure she's glad to see you down here. Going back to the Motorola Nokia situation that you mentioned, back in the day here when the radio station started doing ball games over cell phone instead of hardwired lines, the analog phone quality was so much better than the digital that came to be, but the bandwidth made the big difference. They could put many more phones with the digital than they could with the analog, but the bag phones weren't all that handy. But so Motorola just got left behind on that?
Well, like I said, that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think at that time, if anybody remembers that StarTech phone, I mean, it was small flip phone.
Yes.
There wasn't any bells and whistles to it. I mean, there were different models, but there was no graphics. It was still dot matrix displays mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But that, at that time in 97 and 99, it was smaller was better. And they came out with another phone smaller than the StarTech. It was the size of the Wrigley's gum, like jumbo pack.
Yes.
And everybody thought at the time was smaller was better then. And, of course, you see phones nowadays are 6 inches screen you're carrying on the side of your waist. So I don't know if it was just a timing issue. Yeah. And that's what I relate it to.
Well, I don't see Nokia around much anymore.
I don't either. You're down to two. You got three. Motorola's still out there. Yeah. It's a very stable company. And you got Samsung and Apple, and that's about it. Very few.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Callpleasure, and right now we've got him coming back to Fairfield, and we'll continue in that conversation after this.
It's about your life and your money. It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
When you are engaged, folks, there's all kinds of data points out there on what indicators are for a successful marriage. If you can be in agreement about how we're going to handle money, how we're going to handle in-laws, how we're going to handle kids, and if we're going to have them, and we're in agreement about religion, those are the big four that take people out.
Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM.
Welcome back to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. I'm visiting with Fairfield Chief of Police Keith Callpleasure. It is now 1999. He was an FCHS graduate in 1993, spent 2 years up in the entertainment mecca of the Midwest, Harvard, Illinois, and Crystal Lake, and Woodstock, but not the Woodstock.
Correct.
So you had a job offer in Trenton? No.
T-Town.
Titopolis. And then you also, a week later, had an offer to come back in law enforcement in the city of Fairfield. So you come back to Fairfield and you're hired as a city patrolman?
Correct.
So what'd you think of that?
It was exciting. Like I said, it kind of ran our family. My great grandfather was a city patrolman also. Mm-hmm. My dad was hired in 1969 and passed away in 1990 in office as chief of police. My brother had gone through the ranks of dispatch to deputy, and he just kind of convinced me that, you know, why don't you try to come back home and be here. And so I got to work on what I need to get done, tested, got hired.
What kind of training was involved before you could be hired as a city policeman, or was it get hired and then do OJT on the job training?
It was basically you did the what I call the power test, or it's called the power test, certain physical standards, and you took a written test and you got placed on a list. Fortunately, I was hired off that list, and I was hired, sent to 40 hours, 5 days in Carbondale to carry a gun back then. After that 40 hours, you can carry a weapon. Mm-hmm. So I was given car keys, a weapon, and some ammunition, said, go to Carbondale, young man. And I said, okay. Passed that, came back, and basically, you're going to the academy in June, so I had a good month here. And it was, once again, here's the car keys, go learn the streets, and if you need anything, give me a call.
Who was chief of police then?
Paris Simpson.
And it must have been pretty exciting. I mean, you know, yeah, it's a small town, but you're a policeman. You don't know what you're going to run into. I was watching Blue Bloods last night, the TV series, and the father of one of the policemen says, "Son, you know, be careful out there. Around every corner, you don't know what there's going to be. No matter the size of the town, you're faced with that." So you felt, I'm ready for this?
To a point. Mm-hmm. To a point. Like I said, very, very wet behind the ears, and, hey, I need some guidance here. And mm-hmm. So I went on the street long, basically filling a spot, getting a little feel of what goes on. And then I was shipped off to Champaign. It was 12 weeks at that time. And we actually lived in Champaign, Monday through Friday, went to the academy. Made it through all that, state test to become a police officer, passed all that. Came back that Friday, went to work 5 a.m. that Saturday.
Not much downtime at all.
Not much breather.
Was anybody else at that time with you from Fairfield up at Champaign?
Former officer Chad Zachman was hired the same time I was.
Was the training up there about what you expected? Not as bad, or, my gosh, I would never want to do that again?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, you got a lot of law class. I mean, it's just kind of like college. I mean, a lot of law classes, studying. It was all new. So trying to grasp it all at the same time, and, you know, you're on Champaign campus, which, you know, being an Illinois fan, it was a great time.
And there's still probably continuous training.
Oh, yeah.
Something new all the time.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine what it was like or the changes that you've seen today with the computers in the cars, or certainly your smartphones with you. It's made it easier, but yet there's so much more to learn, too, isn't there?
It makes it complicated.
Mm.
Complicated. Like I said, difference between 1999 and 2018, I mean, it's just astronomical. I can't imagine. Like the crew I got hired with, there were two before me, then Officer Zachman and I, another one. So there was a big turnover in the department right then. All the guys retiring were the guys that worked with my father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had pencils and typewriters.
Yes.
When I got hired, we had two computers in the entire building. One with a dial-up modem, which was the greatest. Everybody fought over that one. The other one was just a word processor. And today we have, you know, every officer has their computer. We got car computers. We got body cameras. We got car cameras in the cars. I mean, the way the world has sped up is just amazing. But at the same time, those problems have now interjected into our job. You know, before you had the fights and stuff like that on the street. And now, hey, somebody called me a name on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody threatened me over a computer.
Mm-hmm.
The social media aspect of law enforcement is just changed. And that's majority of our calls.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody took my identity online. You mm-hmm. know, just the technology has grown so fast that you're forced to adapt to it.
And it's hard to imagine today what you're going to be dealing with 5 years from now, because 5 years ago, the problems that you just outlined were not really, they may have existed, but they weren't dominant.
Right.
What do you like, Mo? Okay, well, let's back up first. So you come back to Fairfield, you're hired, I guess the title was patrolman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you move up because you're the head gear today.
Right.
So you've been chief of police for how long now?
4.5 years, 2014.
What do you like most about being in law enforcement?
I guess I would probably go, well, I like the small community environment.
Mm-hmm.
I like, as you mentioned earlier, we have the same problems as Chicago does, just in a whole different scale.
Yep.
You know, we've had murders, we've had all the big cases, just not every day. The thing about law enforcement in Fairfield, Illinois, is the number of hats you have to carry with you, because you got to do your traffic, you got to enforce the laws. Well, then you got to be a social worker. Then you got to deal with people that's having a bad day mentally. It's just, you never know. To this day, 19 years in, I still get confused
mm-hmm.
because I haven't seen that before, or I never would have expected that.
10 minutes from now, if you leave here, you might have to be the softest guy in the world to console a family, or you might have to be the meanest guy in the world to straighten up some guy that's gotten stupid, right?
Exactly.
So it's what are there things that, oh, no, I sure wished I didn't have to deal with this today. Of course, I guess that could be any bad situation. You just never know. Tell us about your family.
My mother is Donita Calclasier.
I see her at John's Red and White when I get my potato salad.
He's here at John's Butcher Block now.
John's Butcher Block. yeah, this is Johnny Jr. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course, she went 30 years at John's Red and White.
I sure did. I'm
very disappointed. Yeah,
she sure did, yeah.
Because my whole family went through Red and White.
Yes.
I miss those simpler days.
Oh.
What car are you in, sir? I'll carry your groceries.
Yes.
And that's all I had to think about.
Yes.
To make sure that
that's right.
Groceries didn't
get
spill
the right,
over.
And get the right car. So Donita is down there and been there for a while.
Yes.
And then other family?
Married to Beth Ann Boyles.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two children, Carly and Robert, and they're 7 and 4 right now.
Brother Steve is...
Oh, yeah. Don't want to forget him.
Yeah.
Older brother Steve, I'll keep saying that.
Yeah.
He's actually a trooper in District 12 right now,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting close to the end of his career.
All right.
So I think he's set the date, and he's getting close to enjoying life.
You guys are too young for me to be thinking about that. What do you do now in your off time? And I know you have some off time, but you're on call, it seems like, all the time. But if you have a day just to do nothing, do you do nothing? What do you do?
Close the blinds and just close my ears.
Yep. No. Put the lazy boy in park.
Yeah, I wish it was that easy. Kids keep us running.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, a lot of things that get put on the back burner because of my job. Usually have meetings 2 or 3 times a week at night. Takes away from them. So we try to go places on the weekend just to get out. I mean, you live here with 5,000 people. We're going to see... We're going to see everybody.
Sure.
Instead of sometimes it's nice to go and come back and not worry about.
And Beth Ann is involved in some other activities. I know that, you know, she's got her groups and her things. And like you said, the 7 and 4-year-old, they keep you hopping too. Mm-hmm. We need to wrap this visit up, Keith. It's been very interesting. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the listeners or offer any advice or comments? Because I appreciate you being here.
Like I said, I enjoy Fairfield. It's a great place to be. You can walk down any street and not feel threatened here.
Yeah.
I like the small town environment. Been to many communities around. I think we're doing fine. We're coming out of the bot. We had a hard time there. I think it's promising.
Well, I'll give a shout out to your department. I know on occasion I've had to. Call down there, and I've always been treated very well, and the situations get handled professionally, and that's what we expect, and that's what we're getting. So,
thank you very much.
Yes, I thank you very much. My guest has been Chief of Police of Fairfield, Keith Calclasier. Again, Keith, thank you, and we'll have another guest next week when we meet your neighbor.